I'm gonna shoot him.
I missed about 2 inches of him.
I'd like to thank the Secret Service. There was a shooting.
Thank you for listening to Hog Story. Where? I couldn't tell you where I was at 6:11 p.m. on Saturday. But I'm Fletcher.
I'm transgender.
Get out of my house.
That's my hog meat.
Not canceled already. I'm ready. It's a Monday. Sure is.
And it's a Monday.
Yeah, that's right. It's July 15th, 2024. And it is a Monday. And this is Hog Story. And I'm Fletcher. And you're Jeff Goldblum. And you're in the smoker.
Yup.
And there's some pretty exciting stuff that went on over the weekend, I guess. Exciting for some people, anyway. Might as well talk about it. I'll talk about it. I thought it was bullshit when I first saw it. I wasn't watching. I don't watch TV per se. I'll watch like YouTube shit and stuff like that. But I wasn't watching any news or anything. I wasn't watching his rally live. But I did see a bunch of like hashtags coming across and tweets, people saying like, oh, he got clipped in the ear or something. I didn't know what was going on. I thought like, what the fuck kind of bullshit is he pulling now? But once I started seeing like, like promoted tweets and the hashtags and the trending, I was like, oh, maybe something serious happened. And then go and check it out and holy shit. What the fuck? There's some weird shit that went on. The first thing that I really thought was interesting was the imagery. I know that the signs were meant to be directed at Joe Biden, but to me the imagery was interesting of having the signs behind him that said "You're fired," and then shots were fired, and so that right there, I was like, that's kind of, you know, what are they trying to tell us with this imagery? It could be that somebody had it planned out. I don't know. I don't think he was in on it though. I'm sure I don't have to like share the video or anything. People have seen it. But to me, his surprise and then, the look of adrenaline on his face seemed very genuine and like a natural reaction for him when he got up and oop, looked like he was going to go or try to go back up to the podium and keep talking, despite the Secret Service trying to hold him back.
I'd like to thank the Secret Service.
Oh, yeah, I've got that clip. So there is a clip that... Oh man, this was from a while ago. I'll find the clip and tell you the date. When was this? Nope, this one right here. Let's see. Properties. Oh, no way. No, oh, it's this one. Okay, wait. Oh, it's got all the dates are wrong now. Whoops. When was it originally done though? That's not today. Maybe it's this one. I did edit some stuff. Oh, okay. Wow. September 26th of 2021, where there was a shooting in front of the White House, and he said...
There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work.
Yeah, always. Always quick and effective. Why won't this show me? Sort by the date, please. Oh, thank you. There was... Oh, I didn't take any pictures. Well, the... Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah, the imagery. So there was also a guy, like, in the stands behind him that was saying, I think, I'm no lip reader, but I saw him back there, and it looked like he was saying, "We love you." And it was a guy like in a black or dark gray fedora, and he was wearing a jacket with a t-shirt. Some people on Twitter, of course, were calling him JFK Jr. Which, when was JFK Jr. born? Wouldn't he be in his 70s now if he were still alive? You know.
Toasty.
But this guy's not JFK Jr. I'll share this picture in the chat. It'll be in the show notes as well. Where's my chat window? Right here. Oh yeah, Cotton Gin doesn't want to hear about the Trump stuff, so he's out. Bye. That guy right there, I just thought was interesting with his shirt. His shirt had was the image of a magazine cover, and here's the magazine cover. It's a lady. Who is that? What's that model's name? I can't think. Cindy Crawford, dressed as George Washington. The interesting thing was an article with a FBI agent, titled "Dodging Bullets with the FBI's Louis Freen." Dodging bullets. You know, the imagery. What are the odds of a guy wearing a shirt with a magazine cover that said "Dodging Bullets"? And lo and behold, the speaker of that rally dodged some bullets. There's a few other people behind him that were also behaving strangely. They did not seem surprised at all that there were gunshots. And they were looking in the direction of the shooter well before anybody else. One was a dude in like a white shirt, looked very, very glowy. One was a lady. And that was strange. That was strange. The funny shit was on Twitter of people finding, I guess, a picture of the shooter that was legit. And then they found a person who they thought was the same guy. And they started like posting pictures of him, and he decided to troll and put out a video saying, like, you know, "I hate Trump, I hate Republicans," or whatever. And it was not the guy at all. His name on Twitter was something like Jew Gaze or something, but then he changed it to something else like Poopy Tool Fan or something. But his name is Foreskin, with a rose and some chains and a broken heart and some beer mugs. Yeah, Poopy_Tool_Fan on Twitter is the guy that keeps getting passed around like he's the shooter and had some manifesto. He's not the guy. He's just a troll with the right look and a very good sense of humor, in my opinion. But he was saying some shit about talking to a lawyer to see if there's anything he could do about these people falsely accusing him of being the shooter and spreading his image around. I don't know if there is, because, I mean, and now it's out there. So, yeah, I thought about telling people, like, but it would just be constant. I would be constantly telling people, "That's not the guy, that's not the guy." But then what would I do? Like, that's all I would be doing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about, like, I mean, I thought it was all bullshit, It might be all bullshit. But to me, it looked like he actually got shot through the fucking ear. And I don't think he would trust anybody enough to shoot that close to him, first of all. Or do something, like, harmful to himself, like have a razor blade in his hand and, like, purposefully cut himself. Trump's not that kind of person. He wouldn't do that just for the bit, just to fake some shit and get votes. I don't think so, anyway. But if it was set up by somebody else to assassinate him and get someone else in there and have Joe win, it backfired, pun intended. Because he's probably going to win now. Probably. Not that I care. I'm not fucking voting. It's going to be business as usual anyway, regardless of who wins. I mean, Trump's the one that fast-tracked all the vaccine shit and was all about masking up and all the, and he's also the one under his watch where the CDC did that shielding approach, which is still in effect. If you want a fun read, search for the CDC shielding approach. Go read that. That's great fun. And it's still in effect. Somehow the CDC has that sort of power. It'd be cool if they didn't. But what do you know? You know, eh. Yeah, Baron Spud the Mighty, you're right. He sent weapons to Ukraine into the INF treaty. Like, so much horse shit. Like, it's all going to be business as usual. No matter who the fuck wins, who the fuck is his VP pick. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's government being government, you know? And that's all it is. It was like, you know, kind of fun to watch shit in real time and get, and, you know, watch people think they solved it and go, oh, well. But what about the people calling it fake, even though real people died and were injured? Gotta be careful. Because you get sued and owe $1 billion or something. Yeah, there was a guy that said some other shooting was fake and he got sued and owes $1 billion that he doesn't have. But nobody's saying that about this. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Rules for thee, not for me. And I don't have any rules, really. So no rules. We're in the smoker, you know?
There was a shooting.
Yeah, there was. And you'll probably have some funny shit to say about it. I'm sure he will. Now, on to something that I found far more interesting than the president being, or former president, whoever the fuck he is, being shot at. Was this paper that, wow, it came out all the way back in 2015. Title of this paper is Evidence for a Large Anomalous Nuclear Explosions. Oh, wait. Why is that plural? Evidence for Large Anomalous Nuclear Explosion in Mars's Past. What? So they were comparing, you know, like trapped atmospheric gases in these meteorites that they have proven come from Mars. And they found that the isotopes of xenon and argon have very clear markers of being affected by nuclear radiation because the amount of certain isotopes. It's xenon-130 and, or 129, xenon-129, yeah, and argon, tell me what the argon one is. It's another isotope of argon. Argon, which one? Which isotope, though? Argon-40 and argon-40, or 36. And... So they have this whole paper and it explains, you know, like how nuclear radiation affects and creates these isotopes of xenon and argon and how there's a huge amount of them in these samples that they have of Mars rocks, and that they're like six times the natural occurring level on Earth, which, I mean, doesn't mean anything. It is a different planet. But you never know, because the way we make these isotopes on Earth is through very powerful nuclear explosions. So how are they created on Mars? And they figure it must have been nuclear explosions. And then there are hot spots of potassium and thorium, which on Earth, we get those hot spots where they test, like, you know, hydrogen bombs. And so how'd they get on Mars? How is there a large amount of tritonite glass on Mars? It's interesting. However, there are no craters in these spots where they've found these hot spots of like potassium and thorium. There are no craters like you would expect from a giant nuclear explosion like that. So in summary, they're not really sure what happened, but they're just reporting what they found and how it would correlate with the same sort of isotopes on Earth. It's kind of cool. It's interesting. It'll be in the show notes. I should have put this in the chat. It's in the chat now. Oh, it could be a crashed spaceship. Yeah, but no crater. No crater. Meet Oklo, the Earth's 2-billion-year-old only known natural nuclear reactor. Oh, yeah. See, they were thinking about that, too, that it could have been like that, an asteroid with a natural nuclear reactor in it that hit Mars. But they think there should have been a crater if something large enough to leave the amount of isotopes they found. It should have been a very large object, and it should have left a crater. Unless it exploded or something over the surface, or it hit, you know, water or ice before it hit the rock, the surface. That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing that in the chat room. Who put that in there? Baron Spud the Mighty. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, like, it still leaves me, still leaves me going, what? Yeah. I mean, what did that? Or maybe we should be asking, who figured out time travel? Maybe that's the thing. Is somebody figured out time travel and went back in time and fucked up Mars's magnetic field with a bunch of nuclear explosions. Therefore fucking up its atmosphere. And leaving it dead and barren. Yes, that's the question, Serpent, is who nuked Mars? We want to know. If you know who nuked Mars, you should give me a call. 430-201-4841 and leave a voicemail. And I'll listen to it. We all will listen to it on the show. I don't think I have many voicemails right now. I got three of them. Three voicemails. Look at that. Very nice. And, one missed call. Oh, look at that. You should leave a voicemail. If you're going to call, just leave a voicemail, you know? Oh, I think they did. Yeah, Mutter, it probably was Martian Putin, really. But, yeah, I would encourage you. It's not a long read. It's not very complicated to understand either, because my dumbass can understand it. About the you know, Martian isotopes. Hypothesis: asteroid hosted a natural nuclear reactor. Iodine-129 created by fission was aqueously separated. Oh, was aqueously separated, form other xenon and iodine, and retained on asteroid, giving superabundance of xenon-129 retained in rock. Asteroid then burned up in Mars's atmosphere, depositing the xenon-129. The problem is, 10 to the negative 12 cc STP over grams, whatever that is. I'll just look that up. Gas retention in meteorite rock requires a 1,000 kilometer diameter asteroid to impact Mars. And it would have left a huge crater. Mars suffered explosion of large thermonuclear weapon with fusion plus fission over Mare Acidalium and possible a smaller one over Utopia Planum. These are just, you know, areas of the Martian surface. Both had mixed uranium-thorium casing and what would D be? Deuterium-thorium secondary? Delayed neutrons after event. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so it's still giving off gamma rays. Oh, well, that's fun. I think the real conclusion we can draw from this paper is don't go to Mars. There's really no reason to. Oh, and the area that one of these supposed nuclear explosions happened was really close to Cydonia Mensa, which is the area that has the Martian face and some other structures that are interesting. So there's that. I mean, who's to say that the civilization that built that stuff out of Martian rock maybe got destroyed in some interplanetary battle or something. It's just crazy. There's a lot of questions about Mars. Like, why is one hemisphere, why is the crust so much thicker on one half of the planet versus the other half? Why are there these, what's the word? Dendritic? Tree-like, formations that they say is from water, but it looks more like electrical discharge than water surface erosion. Why is all that stuff going on or went on in Mars? Very strange. Very strange. And a lot of it looks like results they have found in the lab. The bugs outside my window are bugging out because it's so hot and humid. They love it. Anyway, the surface structures they found on Mars that are attributed to impact craters and things like that. In labs, when they strike rock and soil with very high voltage electricity, it makes these structures like they find on Mars, like a crater with a rim like built up because the electricity, the plasma, it pushes and moves the rock, but it, or soil, but it moves it and deposits it in a way very similar to what they find on Mars. So was there a giant, like planet-sized lightning storm? Would that cause some kind of nuclear reaction, depositing these isotopes? I don't know, but this paper is, I wouldn't say it's unsettling, but I've been thinking about it ever since I found it. Like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? It draws into question, like, so much of how we think the solar system formed and what has gone on in the past. Like, what kind of natural events can occur that we thought couldn't? Or alien bombardment? I don't know. But I've thought about it. Thought about it a lot. Quite strange, though. Quite strange. And you should read it. And I don't know how long the show's going to go on today. Because, oh man, I worked my ass off in the heat today. The place I work, we do a lot of instruments for a lot of different schools. And today we had to go and get all the middle school instruments and bring them to the main shop from the warehouse back. And nobody thought about human beings, apparently, being in these places. So there's no fans that would promote the movement of air during this time of year. So it was so hot and so humid. I was sweating so much and just tired me the fuck out. I had to stack them up at least in somewhat of an orderly fashion to get as many as you can in either the back of a van or a trailer that we were hauling. And like, that's like a fucking oven. That was terrible. And I must have turned weird or something, because now my fucking back and my right shoulder blade is bothering me again, right where it was before. So I don't know how long the show will go on, but it will go on for a little while longer at least. And be sure and send some boosts. I'll read your boostagram. Telegram's up. There is a new sound triggered by the boostagrams when they come in. So if you get some value from the show, send some value back. I'd be glad to read it. And if you want to contribute to the show, leave us a voicemail. You can tell me all about your favorite instrument. I know it's your favorite instrument, the kazoo. Tell me all about it. Or not. You can tell me anything you want. Tell me what you thought about Saturday. Tell me what you think about nuclear explosions in Mars. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck causes that. Tell me how you like the bugs cutting in through my noise gate every time I speak. That's great, but you can do it right here at this number with this handy jingle made by Mary Kate Ultra and Make Heroism. So far, I've got three voicemails. Let's listen to one of them. This one came in. Ooh, this came in on Thursday. Let's see what they say.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Tom Starkweather.
Yo.
I've been enjoying your stream here today. Howdy, Carolyn, wherever you are in space.
In space.
The weather talk is interesting with the hurricanes.
Space.
But here in Virginia, I have been noticing the distinctly straight line clouds in the sky. I don't know what you want to call them. They don't seem natural.
Yeah.
And they seem a little different recently. They got these little sputters to them, but there's been a lot of them. And you were talking about the other caller was talking about in Tallahassee, you get like the regular rain showers in the afternoon, helps cool it down, and the oppressive southern heat. And here in Virginia, last couple weeks, we got one big one like last Friday, but it's just been hot. And the forecast will have thunderstorms in it, and then in the middle of the day, it's like, nah, we're not going to have one. So it's just stinking hot the whole day. And got to water the plants a lot. It's just, it seems unusual. Like, I don't know if these strange straight lines of clouds have anything to do with it, but they're creepy. They're creepy, man. And, I'm looking at stuff that's spread out for them now, and, I don't know what that is. Down on me. And maybe it told me I should call Hug Story.
Yeah. Well, it was right. Thank you, Tom Starkweather. It's good to hear from you, man. Yeah, that is strange. Where do they come from? Aircraft, perhaps? I mentioned it on the last show that retired major from the Air Force told me they do that sort of, or they did when he was there in the 90s, that they sure did spray stuff out of the back of airplanes and then monitor emergency rooms to see what kind of symptoms people reported. Are they still doing it now? I don't know, but why would they stop? And is it disclosed that they do cloud seeding in the U.S.? I know they do it in places like Dubai and Iraq. Let's just see if they do it in the U.S. No, first thing is NAWMC.org, North American Weather Modification Council. Oh, fun. Questions and answers. For what purpose is weather modification practiced? Answer. Weather modification, commonly referred to as cloud seeding, is currently used to increase precipitation from clouds, reduce hail from thunderstorms, and eliminate fogs that reduce visibility, usually at busy airports. How does cloud seeding work? Answer. Cloud seeding improves a cloud's ability to produce precipitation by adding tiny particles called ice nuclei, which water needs to freeze to a cloud. These nuclei help the cloud produce precipitation by acting on supercooled liquid water, or SLW, the raw material from which precipitation is formed. These artificial ice nuclei promote freezing of SLW at warmer temperatures than it would naturally, accelerating the precipitation process and making more efficient use of the water in the cloud. Well, that's awfully presumptuous of you. How do you know that it's more efficient? You say you do it better than nature? You'd think there might be repercussions from that. What other questions and answers? Of course, they don't tell you what they're using to seed the clouds, but is it something like silver dioxide or something like that? Nanoparticles. Who sponsors cloud seeding in the U.S.? A wide range of entities sponsor cloud seeding programs in the U.S. They include municipal, county, and state governments, irrigation, water resource, and water conservation districts, airports, ski resorts, and private industry. Who in private industry? They don't tell you. Well, thanks, North American Weather Modification Council. Is it possible to create artificial heat domes as well? You know, areas of high pressure? We know that with HAARP, they were able to bounce that high frequency radio waves off certain parts of the atmosphere and then have it bounce back to wherever they wanted. They could steer it with that antenna array. So they were able to like put bulges in the magnetosphere or ionosphere, or punch a hole through it, use it as a lens to change the frequency. So if they found out they could send up a low frequency signal, and depending on where it bounced back from, it would be transformed into a high frequency signal, or vice versa. But is it possible with radio frequencies like that to create areas of high pressure to trap heat? A heat dome. There's some stuff from Washington Post. I don't care about cloud seeding. Man, those bugs though, they're weather. Oh, I gotta spell it right though. Modification. Heat dome. The heat dome. A short guide to understanding heat domes. What is a heat dome? Okay, I don't want that. But I want to know, can you make one? Not getting any solid answers here from my quick internet search. So I'm going to say yes. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say yes, Probs. I mean, you know, scientists, they know better than nature, don't they? They seem to, or seem to think they do, you know. I don't think they can, but whatever. You know.
You don't fuck with Mother Nature. You don't fuck with that cocksucker.
You don't. You don't.
I like fresh air, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like fresh air, motherfucker. And you're dumb.
Stop seeding our clouds. You know, just let nature run its course. If it's uncomfortable in an area and it's lacking rain, that's not a permanent problem. Let nature run its course. And stop spraying shit in the air. because I'm pretty sure that has adverse effects. There was also shit, you know, they do admit to spraying things like silver dioxide in the atmosphere, very small particles of it, so it stays suspended up there in order to reflect sunlight back. Because it's too hot. I think that might also cause problems later down the road. Increasing the albedo, the reflectivity of clouds and the atmosphere. What if we need it? What if doing that triggers, you know, the climate to shift to colder weather? I don't know. Seems like it would, though, if they start spraying too much, goes beyond a tipping point. They like that term. And then, global cooling. Maybe have a mini ice age. Who fucking knows? I know the magnetosphere needs those charged particles and things from the sun in order to stay, thick and strong to deflect not just charged particles and high frequency waves from the sun, but elsewhere in the galaxy and the universe. And so if it's not getting it from the sun, it gets weaker, it gets smaller, and more stuff gets in, causing problems on the surface. So maybe stop fucking with it and let it just do its thing. And if you don't like what it's doing, like, modify something else. Like, maybe the way houses are built, you know, increase the insulation in a home, increase the ways that the home, not just through insulation, can stay cool if it is getting too hot, like awnings over windows, I don't know, or increased attic space, perhaps. And just be more efficient. And if it's in an area with high winds and tornadoes, maybe don't build a rectangular house with sharp edges and flat surfaces. Maybe build round ones where the wind can go around them. I don't know. What a crazy notion, like building a house suitable for the area it's in. Weird. Like me having a house with so many bugs close to the window. Maybe I should build a bug-free zone in my backyard. Put up signs saying bug-free zone. That'll keep them out, I'm pretty sure. Oh, but
you don't fuck with Mother Nature. You don't fuck with that cocksucker.
Yeah. Well,
get your pronouns right.
You gotta do that. Let's listen to another voicemail.
Huh? Huh?
You smell like trash.
No, I don't.
Did you know that the tone made by a kazoo is modeled after the mating call of a unicorn?
I did not. And now I do. Now I do. Kazoos, they're so simple and so weird. I mean, I played them in school. And it's just, what, wax paper over a hole? But you gotta hum into it. Or vocalize, as Wikipedia says. Put their lips in between the smaller holes and vocalize into it. It is a type of marillotone, which itself is a membranophone. Membranophone, that's a cool one. Oh, the merloton, or eunuch flute, or onion flute. Nice, I never heard of these. It produces music akin to a comb and paper. Oh, I've done that. Oh, well, that's fun. Okay, so you're just putting paper over a hole and blowing in the other one. Or not blowing, but humming. Vocalizing. You could sing. You could do whatever. It changes the timbre of the person's voice. Does it? Is my timbre changed? I guess so. A kazoo player hums rather than blows. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. The oscillating air pressure of the hum makes the kazoo's membrane vibrate. Wow. Well, these are things we already knew. When was it made? Oh, the onion flute goes back as far as the 16th century. Oh. Were there any composers that specialized in onion flute music? That would be fun. It is claimed that Alabama Vest, an African-American in Macon, Georgia, invented the kazoo around 1840, although there is no documentation to support that claim. Well, duh. It was a slave or former slave in fucking Macon, Georgia. You think they wrote it down and applied for a patent? No. Oh, and this story originated with the Kaminsky International Kazoo Quartet. Oh, Jesus. A group of satirical kazoo players. I mean, really? Have you heard of non-satirical kazoo players? Are there people that take themselves seriously with their playing of the kazoo? I want to find those people. What the fuck is wrong with them? No, I'm a very serious, classically trained kazoo player. Actually, I'm offended by the word kazoo. This is an onion flute, and I'm very serious about it. Yeah, every time I've heard a kazoo in music, it's been satirical. Nobody's taking themselves seriously. Oh, the vocaphone is a kind of kazoo with a trombone-like tone. Okay, well, that was occasionally put in somebody's orchestra. Good for them. The kazoo is rare in European classical music, you don't say. It does appear in David Bedford's With 100 Kazoos, where rather than having professionals play the instrument, kazoos were handed out to the audience. Oh, see, I was thinking of doing that myself. Somebody beat me to it. Okay. Leonard Bernstein included a segment for kazoo ensemble, in the first in Troyes? I don't know. Okay. And then it lists other kazoos in popular music. How was Frank Zappa not in there? He had kazoos a lot. And it was always satirical. You can't tell me that, like, fucking whoever, who did they say? Eric Clapton took himself seriously with the kazoo. Maybe the Grateful Dead did. I don't know. Oh, yeah, the Beatles. They, again, satire. They weren't, like, seriously taking, you know, the kazoo or paper and comb, whichever they used, very seriously. Okay, well, that's fun about the kazoo. You're in the doghouse for not getting another cat, Pfeiffer. Are we living the same life? Because they tried bringing home a cat the other day here. I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Because, you know, at first it's always like, well, the cat will stay outside. And then slowly but surely, the cat's an inside cat, pissing on everything. No, thank you. I mean, I like animals. I like all kinds of animals. I like dogs. I like cats. I like, you know, pigs and horses kind of weird me out, though. I'm not a big fan of horses. Not that I've ever been injured by one. I've ridden horses and all that. They're just so smart. And I feel bad. Like, hey, smart animal that understands things and I can see your soul in your eyes. Let me just hop on your back and put this shit in your mouth that makes it uncomfortable for you. So you turn the way I want you to. I just feel bad. And horses kind of weird me out. So, yeah, I'm not around horses a whole lot. Cows are cool. In a place I used to live, the place I lived at when we first started Hog Story, there was a cow pasture, next to it. And I would play this bamboo flute that I have, and the cows were very much intrigued by it. I don't know if they liked it. I don't know if I can say that, but they were certainly interested in it. Just like these bugs are interested in getting the Hog Story bump, you know. That's what they're doing.
Hog Story.
Yep, they are. Really are, and it's just making me go, because I got to keep the window open. Because it's smoky in the smoker. As it will be. Yeah. As it is.
I like Hog Story, motherfucker.
Yeah.
In the smoker, motherfuckers.
Of course. And yes, Serpent, you're right. Bugs are natural kazoos. They're kazooing it up right now. Just like this voicemail. Let's do it again. And I encourage everybody, leave me a voicemail. 430-201-4841. Please, leave me a voicemail. I want to hear from you. You don't have to talk about kazoos or assassination attempts. Would be cool to hear your thoughts on Mars and nuclear explosions on Mars. But call this number.
430-201-4841.
Yeah. Yeah, that way I can listen to you talk. You know, let's do it. Let me hit you with this voicemail.
Man, I should have got a kazoo so I could have played the kazoo. Right now, for this vocal mail.
I'll do it for you.
That would have been sweet. Somebody out there better be doing that. Anyway. Dude, it's been a long time since I played the kazoo. But I always had, like, the cheap ones, which, I don't know. By the look,
I think they're all cheap.
Like, good quality, super expensive, high quality, you know, like, ones. I want an electric kazoo. Plug it in.
Oh, no.
System, you know. Be backup when Fletcher gets on stage with his guitar.
Kazoo with a piezoelectric pickup in it.
Anyway, but yeah, I remember the cheap ones. It was just like a little tissue paper. It was in there. I thought it was in like elementary school or something. I get them at like birthday parties and whatnot, that, like that age. But little gift bags. Anywho. Yeah. So, that's about it. I mean, I don't know a lot about them. Let us know. That's why we're here. We're not going to do the work for you. What do you think I am?
You guys type into
my DuckDuckGo and hit search?
You guys Google.
I don't got time for that. I mean, you know. Anyway, yeah. Well, maybe Carolyn's here. We don't know. Nah, she's still in space. Hope it's not like lost in space. Watch, if you are lost in space, so watch out for the doctor. The doctor just, you know, TV show and the television show. Well, both TV shows, both the old one and the new one. Gotta watch out for that doctor. Anyway. Is one, you know, depending on which version you're watching. It's up to no good. Anyway, yeah, so. All right. Carolyn Fletcher. Appreciate you guys. Even if you're not all here, but anyway, yeah, we already went over that. So love you guys. Stay dangerous. And whether or not you're in space or you're out of space, or maybe you're in between, could you be, I don't think you could technically be straight up in between. It's not like a state or something like that. So anyway, wherever you are, just give a hearty, just do it. You know, you need to do it. My phone case is going to still block it, mess it up, but give a hearty.
Why, thank you. Christopher Battles. I got a clip for that. I got to find it. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for coming, Christopher.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Christopher Battles. Well, you better get to practicing that kazoo, then. That's all I got to tell you. Get to practicing. Maybe if you practice good enough, you can be on stage with Adele, who apparently shapeshifted into a lizard? I don't know. But there is an article. It'll be in the show notes. It'll be in the chat in like a second. From the New Zealand Herald. The article says, oh wait, I gotta do this. Hold on. Oh, come on. Oh, Windows.
Time now for a Hog Story cold read.
Cold read.
Adele's confirmed what everyone suspected. I don't know if I will ever tour again. Okay. Wait. Oh, this isn't the article. Oh, no. I clicked the wrong one. No. Well, then. Where was the shape-shifting thing? Curses. Oh, I thought I found the right one. Because I had found this video. And, of course, they wouldn't link to the article. Oh, it's on TikTok, too. Wow, what do you know? What is this? InsideStory.au. An unfathomable shape-shifting thing. Oh, that's not Adele. That's some writer named Adele somebody. Hmm. Well, am I going to have to go to TikTok? I don't even have TikTok. Oh. Darn. And here I wanted to talk about it, and it, the things are, did they scrub it from the internet? Oh, Facebook won't let me look. Oh, there's another article about Justin Bieber transforming into a giant reptile. Well, that's fun. He looks like it. Oh, what do you know? The video's unavailable. Dang nabbit. Yes, well, that's unfortunate. Adele caught shapeshifting into 8-foot reptilian in New Zealand. Oh, here's a good one. Adele apologized to fans for scaring them after shapeshifting into giant reptilian during a backstage meet and greet and explained she would not be able to perform live on tour again until she learns to stop shapeshifting. Uh-huh. 10 superfans invited backstage to meet Adele after her final New Zealand show got more than they bargained for when the singer shapeshifted into a massive or a massive 8-foot or 9-foot tall, powerfully built reptilian with greenish-gray scales, said one witness. Jim Joint, what a name, reported to the New Zealand Herald. Oh, is this a link? Is this a link? You're now leaving. What? Okay, yeah, thanks. Take me there. Oh, what, is that article gone now too? Curses New Zealand Herald. Yeah, it's gone. Fuck you guys. Okay, anyway, back to this other one. Well, Jim Joint reported to the New Zealand Herald, who apparently scrubbed the article, that the superfans told him Adele had flickering reptile eyes with black stripes down the middle and scaly horns and protrusions all over her body. Wow, she looked shocked, like she wasn't prepared for the change, said one witness. That's fun. And then they go on about Caitlyn Jenner shapeshifting and Justin Bieber shapeshifting. Hmm. Was it in this? It's not in this video. No, these are just images of reptiles. Nobody had their cell phone backstage to show Adele shapeshifting. I wanted to see it. Oh, it's also said the Queen Elizabeth could. Wow. Well, she's dead now, so. That really sucks, New Zealand Herald. How dare you take away this article? Whatever. This one will be in the show notes. I guess. It's kind of a dud. I thought there was going to be more. But they took it all down, see? This is what happens. Could be on the Wayback Machine. I'm not going to check it right now. Fucking New Zealand Herald. We need to write those guys an angry letter. Or leave them an angry voicemail. The show unfolded. She put on a poncho. She shot a t-shirt gun. The rain was hammering her. She was in Auckland. She did a plethora of songs like Beatles and Rolling Stones. And then this article doesn't talk about her shapeshifting at all. Well, do I think she actually did? Yes, I do. Wouldn't put it past her. Look at her. Just look at her. She probably shapeshifts. I bet she eats a lot of bugs. A lot of bugs in that diet. The hard-hitting journalism of Jim Joint. Yeah, what a name. Good for him. I'm happy for him and his parents, you know. Oh, wow, Shannon Doherty died. Really? From what? What did she die from? Oh, breast cancer. Sad. Well, people die every day. Over shit they say. Well, that's what Dre said anyway. Oh my gosh, my back. I'm gonna listen to a voicemail. That way I can smoke.
Beep, 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 beep
Well, thank you, caller. I couldn't tell if that was the Price is Right theme or if you're trying to do Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione. I want to say it might have been a mashup. A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Yeah. Good job, caller.
Now the pressure's on. Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up. Leave me a voicemail, 430-201-4841. I want to hear from you. I talked about all the Zappa shit yesterday. I don't know. My back really is bothering me. Hold on, I am stretching. You just wait. It makes for great audio. Me just trying to stretch this shoulder out. Here's a fun article. I can do this for the cold read.
Cold read.
This is from The Beaverton. Titled the article is, "Whatever you need to do to mentally prepare yourself for a second Trump presidency, go ahead and get started." In the wake of Joe Biden's debate performance and Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt, a report from the University of Toronto Political Sciences Department recommends you start getting ready for 4 years of insanity now. Quote, "Breathing exercises, stretching, developing a mantra that will drown out the sounds of fascism on the march, whatever works for you," said author Norma Cohen. "The point is to begin now so you're ready for January 2025. Jesus. The early bird gets the worm, as they say. Only in this case, the worm is the possibility of staying sane while a re-elected Trump orders all redheads deported or demands Canada's PM refer to him as daddy during bilateral meetings." What? When? Never mind. Trump not only survived the assassination attempt, but raised his fists in the air defiantly, resulting in a photo that is equal parts badass and harbinger of humanity's doom. Well, I mean, if you can do that, you are badass, right? And that's why it's very important that you start learning how to cook healthy meals for yourself and join a running club for fitness and fun. Make your own pottery is good. I've heard pickleball is fun. It doesn't matter as long as it stops you from spending 4 years glued to your phone in abject horror at the latest news like you did from 2017 to 2021. Okay. That's really all that article says. Cool. Great job, Beaverton.com. Who wrote this? Luke Gordon Field. At Luke May Be Funny. Oh, let's check out his Twitter. Oh, you look like I sounded. That's cool. I say and write things with words in them. Pronouns he, him. No shit. Oh, a bunch of retweets. I mean, what do you have to actually say, though? Oh, you retweet a lot. He doesn't type his own shit for somebody that says and writes things. Well, he doesn't. That's all this is retweets. Where do you go, Luke Gordon Field? Nothing. No thoughts of his own for Twitter, at least. I guess he saves all them for printed media or whatever. Well, the Beaverton.com. You know what I mean. All retweets. I've been steadily scrolling, trying to find one tweet that he typed out himself. Nothing. 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 I'm all the way back in May. Still nothing. Fail. You're a failure, Luke. Write your own stuff, dude. What a guy. I mean, it was a good photo. Like, it was the perfect shot at the perfect time. So you gotta give him that.
Canceled.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. No more voicemails. Now I'm sad. I was hoping there'd be more voicemails. Well, I could say that, go ahead and start thinking about next week's voicemail. I just can't stay seated at this fucking microphone. Ugh, for very long. Because the way my scoliosis is, my right shoulder blade kind of sticks out. And from one side, it looks like I'm like hunched over because of the way that shoulder blade sits. And the other side, it looks like I'm standing straight up. It's very annoying. These bugs are annoying. Next week's voicemail, though, I want to know what you think about Mars. Anything at all that you think about Mars, I would like to hear. You could let me know. Excuse me. With a voicemail at 430-201-4841. Oh, now my... Hold on.
I need some water.
Ugh. Yeah. What do you think about Mars? That's what I want to talk about. I'm going to find some more shit on Mars. Talk about it next week. And hopefully next Monday I'm not like, in a cattle car all goddamn day. So this episode will be short. I apologize for that, but don't worry, I'll be back. I want to read some PayPals. You gonna let me do that, computer? You gonna? Oh, well, that takes its time loading. There is another voicemail. Thank you very much, caller. Let's remind people the number they can call that at. Call that at. Yeah, I said it. I did.
I didn't call you.
Not yet.
430-201-4841.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, wrong one.
Elected.
It could have fooled me. I thought you were a seasoned professional.
Net, I like him.
Yeah. Well, let's click this over here. Doo-ba-doo. Oh, it looks like, Baron Spud the Mighty. I want to say thanks to you. I got a check in the mail. So, That will be put away right away. What you're hearing mainly through my microphone are the cicadas.
He has pledged $20.
Baron Spud the Mighty did, not the cicadas. Sharky came in with a 5 Hogaru donation, as well as Joe O'Connor came in with 5 Hogarus. So very much appreciated. Every bit helps, you know, because we got to keep this station on the air. I like Hog Story. You like Hog Story. So, send a little value where value was given.
Be nice and send these people some money so they can stay on the air. That's a real good idea. You know, stick it on your card. If you have a card, and just about everybody does, one type or another, call up, because these little subscription blanks that I'm holding here have a little space at the top.
Oh, where are they?
Has call up and tell them that you want to keep this station on the air.
Yeah, do it.
Well, if it'll raise revenue, why don't you do it?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I'll use my credit card.
I see no boostergrams.
You can get those in before I'm out.
Leave those voicemails. Tell me what you think about Mars. Anything at all that you think about Mars. And I'll play those voicemails. And I'll bring you some, interesting things I find. Because there is some interesting stuff about that planet. Believe it or not. I believe it. And I believe that you will join me again next week, 7 p.m. Central Time, that is. figure it out for your time zone. You guys Google it, you know? The cicadas are.
You guys Google it.
That's for sure. Oh, that dog's here. Good for him.
Pod to pod.
He wants to get on it. Leave me your voicemails. Or if you find anything interesting, find me on spook.social. That's mk.spook.social. I'm Fletcher there. At Fletcher, I'm on... it's Dusty Apples on No Authority. I'm on Twitter. Find Fletcher on there. I think it's at Linux Reverb. Probably. I couldn't tell you. Or at Hog Story. Either way, if you find something interesting about Mars, be sure and let me know. Also, let me know at 430-201-4841. This show's been short, but I'm not. I've been Fletcher. Those have been the cicadas. You've been Jeff Goldblum in the smoker. Adios.
Pod. Pod to pod. You're so weird.
That's my hot meal.
Here we go.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face.
I'd like to thank the Secret Service.
Get your pronouns right.
That's a great way to end a podcast.